Blog Talk Radio.
What you want to do, God? Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind. Desire that today. Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can blow my
mind.
You have the ability, God. That with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
is have not heard.
Yeah.
I can imagine what you have in store.
Come on, somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow. Position now, God, you can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Strong enough, God. You're big enough, God. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything. You can do exceeding abundantly. Above all you can ask or think. He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare that my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
Stop doing.
this room and somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life, well, I got a testimony this morning. About a year and a half ago, I was ministering on a stage in Virginia. And I was at a school called Liberty University. And the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship. And on the way back down, they got into a car accident. And one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations. And we all begin to lift up.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.R. Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 21 and 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21 and 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. It is Wednesday. It is Wisdom Wednesday. So tune in. If you have something to say, let us know.
Amen, amen, amen. Remember, guys, remember. Whatever you ask for in prayer, God will answer. That's such a powerful passage of scripture. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning, Pastor. Fantastic message. What a fantastic verse to start our Wednesday off. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. It is an awesome privilege and honor, as always, to come into your homes, your businesses, your jobs, wherever you guys are listening to us at. We thank you so very much for tuning in and listening in and joining in and partnering up with us on this morning, on this Wednesday, our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, We thank you so very much for just taking out the time of your day to partake of the word of the Lord with us on this morning. And we do not take you guys joining us lightly. We thank God for every last one of you that's coming on and partnering alongside of us. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us talk to the Lord this morning. Father God, we thank you for your tender mercies, God, and your gentleness, God, that is given to us on a day-to-day basis. Father, we thank you for your outstretched hands. We thank you for your mighty mercies. God, we thank you for your unmerited favor. God, we thank you for that, your grace. And your tender caring, God, that you take care of us, oh God, on a day-to-day basis. Father, we just want to acknowledge you this morning and say thank you for being God and being God on the God on another level for us this morning, God. God, that you have stepped in, God, if you have moved mountains, God, you have shaken the rivers, oh God. You've moved all obstacles out of our way. Father, and we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning is for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. Stretch out your mighty hand. Touch their hearts and their minds, oh God. God, unstop their ears, God. God, that they may hear your word. Feel your presence, God. God, and comprehend what is said on today. God, that they may be the better for coming. Father, we pray, God, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. As always, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to acknowledge those countries that are listening in to us on this morning. We are so excited about you guys tuning in from all our other different countries that are listening. We thank you so much for that. We announce you every day because we're just excited about what God is doing. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing in that place that you're in, where the word of God is being felt and being shown to you guys through this gospel radio station, and we thank you for taking out the time this morning. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. And I will take out this time this morning, guys, to do my public service announcement that I make every morning about these countries that are listening. Some of these countries that are listening in, again, this is very, 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 very dangerous for them. This is considered as a sacrilege in their country to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these people take out their time to listen to us every day. And we want to let you guys know, thank you, first of all. Secondly, we want to say we are praying for a change to come. We're praying that God will send his power to where you are. We cannot get to you physically. We cannot get to you physically, but we send our words and our prayers to you that God will change the hearts of your taskmasters and change their hearts and change their confession to the confession of Jesus Christ, that they may live before God as you're trying to live before God. And again, we thank you so very much. We thank you so very much. Our prayers are with you as the Worldwide Gospel Connection family, as well as we are with you as far as the prayers for your country, and our prayers are with your family. Amen. And we are here for you. We're praying for you. We're consistently praying for you. And we don't want you to lose sight of that. And this is my encouragement to you, and this is my charge to those that are under the sound of my voice. Don't lose hope. Don't take what you have in God for granted. Don't take this mighty opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't take this thing for granted. Don't take this thing as a light thing that you have. Share this gospel with not only just your family and your friends, but share it with your neighbor. Share it with a stranger. Share it with someone who needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached, that they may become saved and they may live their life according to the will and the way of God. Amen. And let them know that Jesus died on the cross for them, that he gave his life, that they may live and they may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen? Amen. This morning, we would like to share the ads that are partnered along with us on this morning. We'd like to share the ads that have partnered along with us on this morning. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, those of you all who have businesses and you would like for the Worldwide Gospel Connection to announce your businesses on the air. Remember, we are in all 50 states. We're in 13 countries. And we're just grateful for that. So you have a large realm of contacts for your business to have someone to contact you through your business. And we would like the opportunity to help your business grow. In order to do that, you can contact us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can drop us a name and your number, and we will get back with you with our terms and conditions on how to become a partner or add your company to the Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast as we announce these ads that we announce on a day-to-day basis. Amen? Amen. On this morning, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Pillows Made Right. Looking for that perfect pillow to liven up your living space. Contact Miss Connie and Miss Vanessa at Pillows Made Right for all your custom pillow design needs. They have everything from your favorite sports team to a keepsake pillow. They even have your custom-made mass design needs covered. They can be contacted at 832-894-2507 or 832-994-6135. You can also drop them an email at pillowsmaderight@yahoo.com. Also partnering with us this morning is Lee Plus 3 Custom Design. Do you have a slogan or a saying that you want to say? Say it on a t-shirt. Contact the ladies at Me+3 Custom Design for all your custom design printing needs. They can be contacted at 832-292-1856 or 832-656-1883. You can also visit them on their social media platforms at Me+3Design at gmail.com, also at Facebook and Instagram at Me+3Custom Design. They can take care of all your printing needs. In need of a friendly, professional cleaning service, contact RL Exclusive Services for all your cleaning needs. They provide commercial, one-off, after-party, after-builders, and much, much more. They also provide the COVID-19 sanitary cleaning services as well. They have a daily, a weekly, a bi-weekly, a monthly, and a one-time service. They can be contacted by phone or email at 717-340-2086 or 832-994-6135. Their email addresses are rlexclusiveservice48@gmail.com or green@rlexclusiveservices.net. Please make sure that when you contact these great companies that have partnered with us, let them know that you heard the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys for partnering with us, and thank you guys for patronizing these companies that have come alongside of us on this morning. And again, we are so excited about what God is doing. And if you guys have a business or you guys have a talent in a church or whatever it is, if you want to share that with us or share that with the world, let us know here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we can get with you and let you know about your terms and conditions as far as getting your ad mentioned right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross. Where thou hast died, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Bleeding, bleeding inside. I want to be right where you are, to the pressure, bleeding inside. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It flows to the lowest valley. Ooh, ooh. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. That gives me strength. Somebody said from day to day, it will never
oh,
to our gospel connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. We would love to hear your feedback. Again, the number is 563-999-3628.
Amen, amen, amen. The blood will never lose its power. Ain't that something? When you're going through your storm and going through your test, remember that the blood will never lose its power. Whatever's going on in your body, whatever's going on in your heart, whatever's going on in your mind, just apply the blood. My God, the blood will work. The blood will. The blood will. It'll do it. Listen, I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer, and I'm a witness to myself that the blood still works. No matter how rough your road may be, no matter what you may be going through in your life, I don't care how bad the storm is, no matter how bad the rain is, no matter how many times the enemy has come against your life, how many times the enemy said you wasn't going to make it, that you was a failure, and that you wasn't going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm here to tell you that he lied to you. He has one adulterated 110% lied to you. He has taken you for a ride. I'm gonna borrow some words from my brother Malcolm. He said you've been hoodwinked. You'd have been bamboozled. You'd have been run amok because what he's telling you is nothing but lies. I have seen God come through when all hell is broken loose. Every single round you, every place look like the desolation of the land. It look, come on here, kind of what you're going through right now. It's a famine in the land. But guess what? Even in the famine, God still spoke. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost early this morning. God has a plan for your life. It does not matter where you may find yourself at, what you may be dealing with, the obstacles that you have to overcome, the lies that they lied about you on, how many times you done failed, how many times you done made that same mistake, how many times, watch this, you done failed at the thing that God has told you that you were supposed to be doing. I'm here to tell you that the devil is a lie. You can overcome that thing because watch this, the blood still works. Only thing you got to learn how to do is when the road get a little rough and things get a little tough, you start talking to yourself. How do you apply the blood? You apply the blood by talking to yourself. How do you apply the blood? By walking in the word of God. How do you apply the blood? By believing without a shadow of doubt, cast away therefore not your confidence, for that great recompense of reward. Only thing you got to do is stay on the path. My favorite saying is stay in position. Good Lord from Zion, stay in place. When you stay in position and stay in place, you ain't going to miss what God is saying. God has everything worked out for you this morning. Know that today is a good day to keep on living. I was watching an ad on Facebook. One of my favorite little Disney animated cartoons is the Groots. There's a little old lady, the little grandmother on there, the little granny on there, and they was getting ready to go into battle. And Granny said, "It's a good day to die." And she lets out her little tribal scream to the top of her lung, and she runs into the fight. I love Granny because she got that enthusiasm about what she's about to do. But Granny got it wrong. Today ain't a good day to die. Today is a good day to live. So what I want you to do is, I want you to make that declaration out of your mouth today. Today is a good day to live. And I want you to let out the greatest shout that you can let out. I know it's going to probably disturb some people. I know it's going to probably agitate some people. I know it's going to probably mess some people up. I know it's probably going to be some people sitting next to you trying to figure out what in the world are you doing. But I guarantee you, if you say today is a good day to live, and then shout out with a great voice of triumph, I can guarantee, oh, Lord, I guarantee you that it'll shift. Come on, we're going to do it all three. One, two, three. It's a great day to live. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. that just did that, I guarantee you, your day is going to be a whole lot better, because today is the day. Today is a good day to live. Today ain't a good day to die. Today is a good day to live. You keep on living your best life. Keep on trusting in the Lord, because he has a purpose in mind for you. And only thing you have to do is keep on trusting in God, and God will make a way out of nowhere. He will come on here. He will shift your stuff. He will shift your situation. He will shift your circumstance. He will shift your life. He will shift your mindset. He will shift how you walk. He will shift how you talk. He'll shift how you see things. Because watch here, once you change your gaze, oh, Lord, the Bible says, I look toward the hills which come in my help, and my help comes from the Lord. When you learn how to change your gaze, ladies and gentlemen, when you learn how to don't look at the things that are seen, but look at the things that are unseen. Stop looking at the temporary stuff. Oh, come on here. The stuff that's temporary, the stuff that's just going to be here for a little, come on here. I used to read that scripture, and I really didn't get it until a couple of weeks ago when God began to reveal some things to me about temporary stuff. You know, you go on a job, you go on a temp job, and when you go on a temp job, you go on an assignment. Come on, preacher, preach how you know how then this morning. You go on a job, and it's a temporary job. It's never meant to be permanent. Only thing you're doing is going by it. Oh, preacher, you're messing them up this morning. It was never meant for you to be there permanently. And it's an assignment that's attached to the temporary. Preach. It's a temporary assignment. It was not meant for you to be in that place permanently. It was there just for a temporary situation. It was there to come here. It was there to suit a need so you can go ahead on. You do realize that the God that we serve is a moving God. He never stays the same. So if you get stuck in the place of contemplation of comfortableness, or you get contentment, when you get into the valley of contentment, where you just sit there and obtain, watch this, all what is coming to you in that place of contentment, you have to do realize that there is a time stamp on where you are, because God is moving. God never meant for you to stay in the valley. Come here, can I be the bearer of good news? God never meant for you to stay on top of the hill. I'm going to tell you why. Because when we get on top of the hill, we get into a place of comfortableness there too. We get there and we forget because we got the fine cars now. We got the big house now. We got the bank account that stay on full. We got the cat, the dog, the fish, and the bird, and they living in tranquility. And we forget that there is a fight on. Come on here, preacher. Help them this morning, then. Help them this morning. They got a fight down on the inside of you. There's a battle going on. And we didn't stop waging war because we didn't got comfortable. We didn't stop fighting because we didn't got comfortable. Oh, Lord, let me help you. Some of us then got comfortable because we then got knocked down, and now we're down there, and we think, well, woe was me. This is where I belong. I belong in this valley of desolation. I belong in the valley of hurt and pain. This is what my life has resulted to. Me just sitting here experiencing this world that I'm in. This is just my life. The devil is a liar. He's lying to you again as usual. He made you feel like everything is okay sitting here. But I stopped by to shake up everything that's inside of you this morning. Don't you get to the place to where you feel like it's okay for you to be in the belly of hell. Because even in the belly of hell, there's an assignment. Oh, Lord, preacher, you messing some people up Even in your belly of hell, there is an assignment. You got the, oh, Lord, can I help you? Let me help you with Jonah in the belly of hell. It wasn't until Jonah realized that the assignment that he'd been sent on had to still be fulfilled. So he had to complete the assignment of understanding that I have to go through the belly of hell in order for me to get to my next come here, in order for me to get to my next assignment. I have to go through something. Come on, preach it then, preach. I got to go through something in order for me to get to the good place. Brokenness, destruction, heartache, pain, people walking out on you. You know what? You never would have started that business if they wouldn't have walked out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out until I change. Come on here. You wouldn't have never started that business. If Leroy wouldn't have never left you, you wouldn't come here. If Sally Sue wouldn't have never walked out your life, you come here, let's talk. If your business partner wouldn't have been so shady, you come here. You wouldn't have launched out and did it on your own. God had to send a whale. Come on. God had to send a whale in order for you to start wailing. So when you got through wailing, you could see, watch this here, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or say. God sent a wail. So you can wail. So you can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God sent a wail. So you can go into your wailing place. So you can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Ain't that something? God will, oh, Lord, have mercy on my never-dying soul. God will entrust in you a place of desolation so he can pull you from your place of desolation and isolation into your place of revelation. Come on here. He will, oh Lord, he will pull you in a place of desolation and isolation so he can pull you into a place of revelation. You got to go through that. This place, oh Lord, this place that you call hell right now, this place you call uncomfortableness right now, this place that you call, watch the words that come out of my mouth. This place that you call, I can't make it. This place that you call, I give up. This place that you call hurt. This place that you call pain. This place that you call desolation. This place that you call ruin is necessary for you to get to your next level. I have to go through my season of lack in order for me to walk into, watch this, my season of plenty. You do know that the book of Ecclesiastes breaks that down for you real good. He said, I've come to understand that there are all things that happen under the sun. That's everything that happens. He said all things that happen for a reason. It's basically what he's saying. Let me break it down for you real quick. He said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time for gathering of stones. There's a time for casting away stones. There's a time for mourning. There's a time for embracing. Time for dancing. There's a time for embracing. There's a time to refrain from embracing. And then he breaks it down and he goes into and he says, time and chance happens understanding that there is a time and a chance that happens to us. Don't sink in the fight. Don't give up in the fight. Don't throw in the towel right now. Because God is working some things not only in you, not only for you, but watch here. He's working some things for the folk that's around. Come on then, preacher, let them know. Early this morning on this Wednesday, on this worship wisdom Wednesday, let them know. Listen, God has put you in that place not only for you, but it's for somebody else. So don't lose hope and don't lose heart. I love this passage of scripture. This passage of scripture, we use it so well in funerals, and we use it so well when people are going, when people have lost people, and we put that out there. But can I be the bearer of good news? This scripture works, period. He says, do not weep as one who has no hope. Don't weep like you ain't got no hope. Yeah, you can cry about the situation. The Bible even tells us weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Let's read the whole passage of scripture. He says his anger is but for a moment. His anger, him being upset and agitated, God, we talking about God. He is angry but for a moment. But watch what happens in his anger. He say, weeping may endure for a night. In other words, the lashes and the whooping that you got during this time that you're in. Because some of y'all, can I help y'all? Can I help y'all? Come here. I want y'all to come close to your computer screen. I want you to come close to your phone. Come here. Let me talk to you real quick. Let me tell you something. Let me say this to your ear, in the ear. I'm gonna say this in the ear. This gonna be us. This is between us, okay? You in this place because this is a place that you created. Ooh. But wait. Don't be mad at me. Don't pull your head away from the screen. Because this ain't for everybody. This is for you. The ones that know you, you know you put yourself here. But watch, he said his wrath is but for a moment. He said, weeping and endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He said, cry about it now, but shout about it later. Can I help you? You done processed this thing already. You've been weeping for more than one night. God said, I never meant for this to kill you. I never meant for this whooping. Have you ever had one of them real good whoopings from your mama? Because see, I grew up in a single parent home. It was either my mama or my grandmother, and see, they gave you them whoopings that you. One of them right there. Yeah. See, you've been too long. It's time for you to gather yourself together. That woman been over. Stop crying. Dust yourself off and get to work. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Rise up, Sally. Wipe your weeping eyes. Put your hands on your hip and let your back, come here and let your backbone slip. Yes, Lord. Shout to the east and shout to the west. And let these people know that your God is the best. Yeah, you failed. Yeah, you made mistakes. Yeah, you didn't make the mark. Yeah, you stumbled and failed. Yeah, you did a couple of things that you weren't supposed to do. Yeah, you said a couple of things you weren't supposed to say. Yeah, you done made a few mistakes. Yeah, you done made some bad decisions. Yeah. Somebody said something to you and you went off. Yeah. You didn't have some real bad stuff on your mind and some things have happened. But watch the goodness of the Lord show up in your life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Everything has a season to it. Nothing is meant to be permanent. Life is not meant to be permanent. We have 24 hours. Holy Ghost. You're going to mess these people up with this here one right here. You have 24 hours in a day. You have an 8-hour work week. You have a 7-day week. You have 24 hours in a day. You have 365 days in a year. You have 60 seconds in a minute. You have 60 minutes in 1 hour. I have a question for you. Does it stay 12 o'clock all day long? Does it stay 1 o'clock all day long? Does it stay 2 o'clock all day long? It has a time limit. You on this earth have a time limit. And wasting time sitting there worrying about what you got going on is wasting time. You're soaking over a place, come here, that God has already delivered you from. You're so, oh God, help me. You wake up to the same thing, to the same situation, to the same circumstances, to the same mindset every morning because you have made it up in your mind that I'm going to be here. I'm just to help a whole bunch of y'all. Gonna get y'all delivered real quick. Those of you all who are in domestic violent relationships, let me preach you to your happy place. At the end of the day, you have the ability to walk away. He got to go to work. He got to go to sleep. Start taking positions to leave. She got to go to work. She got to go to sleep. Start making provisions to leave. Because watch this here. And I feel this in my spirit. You got children that's watching you. And the last thing you want them to do is repeat the cycle. Because you don't want your little girl to end up with this inebriated, no good for nothing. Holy Ghost, you're a very wise teacher. Inebriated, no good for nothing. Flat foot, bubble lip, big eyed, slew footed, gorilla faced man that you is right now. You don't want her to end up with one of them. You want to walk away so she can see, if my mama don't have to take a god doggone it, neither do I. I just helped a whole bunch of y'all under the sound of my voice. Because watch. Realize two things about life. Tomorrow is promised to no man. And the last thing you want to do is die in a place that you don't belong in. That's the Holy Ghost talking. That ain't Pastor Douglas. You don't want to die in a place that you don't belong in. That's one of the worst things in the world to do, is to die in a place that was never meant for you to stay. Was it meant for you to be there? I'm finna mess with you real bad. Yes, it was. Because your test now has become a testimony. Your heartache, your pain, your disappointment, your letdown, your place of desolation has now become a place of testimony because you learned to walk away. Oh, it's my fault. Stop saying that stuff. Oh, I'm just so sad. Just stop saying that. Don't say that no more. Don't degrade yourself because he is no good to you. And let me help you. Now, I tell y'all what. Y'all that's listening in, tune in tonight for Bible study. Because I'm gonna help you a little bit further. This is not the direction that I want that we're supposed to be going in this morning. But tune in tonight to Bible study so you can hear the rest of the role of the story. Y'all like us on Facebook. We're gonna come from either the like both pages. If y'all like our Worldwide Gospel Connection, we got the Abba House up now. Y'all like Abba House. Connect on Abba House with us. And y'all gonna hear the rest of the story tonight on Abba House. On Abba House International Church. We're gonna be doing that tonight. We're gonna be teaching about this right here. So to conclude your strength this morning, to conclude in your strength, gird yourself up in your most holy faith and walk on through. Because watch this, every day of your life depends upon the decisions that you make right now. One of the most important things that we need to take away from this morning, and we're going to go to a musical break here in just a second. One of the most important things I want you to pay close attention to, put your ears and your heart on this one. Every decision you make, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, they all have consequences. Choose. Hear me well. Choose. Hear me real good. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. In this season, choose wisely. I'm going to tell you why it's important for you to choose wisely. Because if you don't choose wisely, what you're going to wind up doing is you're going to have a whole lot of cleanup work to do. You already got some stuff you need to take care of already. If you're not careful, it's going to be more than that. So today, as I close this out, and give you your push and your drive this morning to let you know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Know that no matter where you find yourself at this morning, God is not just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Trust and know that it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick musical break. Remember, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time. A change
Welcome back. Welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
Amen. Amen. A wonderful change has come over me. A wonderful change has come over me. I don't know. I can't remember when the first time I heard that song. But I remember when I heard it, I was saved at the time. I had gave my life to Christ. And as I was listening to that, I began to understand what my grandmother and the people that was key in my life trying to get me to give my life to Christ, I began to understand what they meant when I got into that relationship with God. He said, "As a change has come over my life, and I'm so glad he came. It is so powerful to know your relationship with God is tight, it's secured, it's good." You know, a lot of times we as the body of Christ, we lose that hope, we lose that focus, we lose that guide, that footing, if you would. Because our gaze changed from being, "I'm looking for God," to, "I'm looking at my situation." And, ladies and gentlemen, that's the worst place to be. When you lose focus of the source giver, seeking for the source. Does that make sense to you? You look for the bottle of water instead of looking for the spring where the water comes from. I'm gonna get real deep with you real quick. You look for the clothing store instead of the fabric that the clothes come from. We look for the temporary fix instead of looking for the permanent fix. You know, I was never a drug addict or anything like that, but I did indulge in drinking. And it wasn't until I started to understand that the drinking that I was doing was a temporary fix for a much bigger problem. I'm going to say that again to help somebody. It wasn't until I understood that my drinking was a temporary fix for a bigger problem. And a lot of times, what we do is we get addicted to the temporary fix. Help them, Holy Ghost. You get addicted to the temporary fix because the temporary fix is easy access. Because it's not that we choose not to work. The thing that is coming to our life right now don't require us to work. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." Anybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you're working. those of you all that are not working, you're looking for a job. Takes effort. Take effort. It takes effort to get up in the morning and to go to work. It takes effort to get up and seek for a job. It takes effort for you to look into places that you would like for you, for yourself to see yourself working at. It takes effort for you to put in the time to put together the resume and all that other stuff. It takes work. Faith without works is dead. I can confess that I have millions all I want, but I'm still spending money like a vagabond. I'll never see my million. If I spend more money on trivial things than instead of investing it into my business, investing it into, come on, let's talk for a minute. I'm going to help you real good. I told y'all this is Wisdom Wednesday. Put forth all the effort into doing what we do, but we never fuel our dream. We never fuel the next shift. We spend more time pouring into things than we do into our next shifting. I'm gonna help you real good. That's a dangerous place to be. Why? You ask. Simple. Not complex at all. I'll tell you why it's dangerous. It's dangerous because, believe it or not, the devil works in that place. The enemy works right there. The enemy is full on in that spot that you're in. He's fully vested in that spot. Let me help you. Fully vested. He don't have no issues, no problem. No issues and no problem with allowing you to waste time, substance, energy, thought, and watch this here, effort, and all of that. None whatsoever. Because he, believe it or not, he's sitting on the other side looking at me and saying, yeah, that ain't going to produce nothing. I'm going to keep up. And believe it or not, he will continue to push you to make you think. Come here, let's talk. Make you think that you're doing a good job. Cheers. That was my free moment for you. That was my wisdom. That was my wisdom for you this morning. He ain't got no problem with letting you finish that. He ain't got no problem with letting you waste your time with Billy Ray, because he know Billy Ray ain't going to go no further than where Billy Ray is right now. At Billy Ray's next shift and seeing Billy Ray doing the same thing in 2 months, 2 years that he's doing right now. Bless you to your blessed place. Bless you to your blessed place. God bless you real big. God bless you real big. Listen, we're going to share the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer with you this morning. I'm going to share the Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer with you this morning. Get you guys to where you need to be at all this morning. Those of y'all who are under the sound of our voice and you're looking for that next shift in God, that next transition in God, you want to be closer to Him. This is your opportunity. This is your time. Gird your minds together this morning to be a part of the body of Christ, those of you all who want to be a part of what God is doing right now. Amen. Listen, I'm going to, my wife's going to come with the Overcomer Scripture, and I'll come back with the Overcomer's Prayer, and we'll also pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests. into the Worldwide Gospel Connections media sites to receive prayer on today. So please feel free to hang tight with us, because we're going to pray for you guys as well. Amen.
Amen. The Overcome Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. It says, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you will be saved. Let that sit on your heart for a minute. It is that confession that will change everything about what's going on with your life. It is that confession, that belief, that I want to go deeper with God. That confession right there is what will change everything about your life that has anything to do with Jesus Christ being a part of your life. Transitions your thought, your thinking, your ability to trust him, your ability to see him for who he is. God. God all by himself. God bigger than all of our issues or circumstances or problems. That God right there. He is bigger than whatever it is that we're going through, wherever we're going through, whatever we may be experiencing. God is bigger. And it's not until we come into the full understanding that God is bigger, We won't see him moving by his power and by his strength. So today, this is what I want you to do. Those of y'all who are under the sound of my voice, I'm not going to go into a long drawn out spiel, because you guys know where you are. Those of you all who know you need to give your life, this is just a simple prayer. A simple prayer. A prayer of shift and a prayer of change for your life. Those of you who desire to have that relationship with him this morning, just pray this prayer with me, a simple, simple prayer that will change your entire life. Simple prayer that will change your entire life. Shift everything about you. Shift every part of you. But just pray this one prayer. Amen? Let's pray. Pray this prayer. Repeat these words. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died and was raised from the dead for my sin. And I give my life to you. I turn from my wicked ways, and I ask you to come into my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to be one of the first ones to welcome you to the body of Christ. Those of you all who prayed this prayer, and those of you all who have given your life, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, continue to listen to the broadcast. Those of you all who are listening, call into the broadcast so you can be strengthened, so you can be a part of the whole experience of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, that you guys can be a part of the whole opportunity that is given to you guys as you listen in. And if you need prayer, if you want to share your testimony, please continue to call in and listen in. Those of you all who have just given your life, continue to listen in and be a part of this, that you are strengthened every day, that you are encouraged every day, that you are empowered every day. Because watch, the word that you get here can very well change your entire being of your life. Amen? Amen. Listen, my wife has three keys that she wants to share with you guys, and then we'll come back and we'll do the prayer for those who are on the prayer list that has requested for your prayer list.
Good morning, good morning. One, find you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, one, find you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. 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 Listen, those of you all who have submitted your prayer request into all of the media, any of the media sites that we have available, we got you covered. We're going to pray for you. Those of you all who have not submitted your prayer request, don't worry. We got you covered. Okay. We're going to ask you to lift up your prayer request as we're praying, because we believe that where two or three are gathered together in his name, that he is in the midst. We also believe that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Righteous man, righteous woman, righteous people will avail it much. We believe that God has an ear to us as we pray our prayer to him. You know, we believe that God is listening. He's here, and he will hear, and he will answer by fire when it comes to our prayer request. Amen? Amen. So let us go into prayer. Gracious Master, we thank you for those on this morning who have submitted unto us, God, their prayer requests, that we'll touch and agree with them, God. God, as you do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. Father, we do not stumble in our own self and our own mind and our own being. But Lord, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. We realize that purpose has its perfect work inside of us right now. Father, we trust you beyond what we see. For we realize, Lord, that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And we trust you to move by fire, God, to speak by fire on behalf of those who have submitted their prayer request. God, those that are listening in, God, that have their prayer request and they're submitting it into this atmosphere, they lift it up toward heaven. Father, our prayer this morning, speak God in their life. Be mighty and be strong. Be consistent and be powerful. God, as we come to you in prayer today, we pray that you would shift the mighty minds and hearts, God, of those who call on your name for help. Shift their very atmosphere. Shift their very being. God, do for them like only you know how. Cause a change to come. Shift in the atmosphere. Shift in the mindsets. Shift in the hearts. That as they stand and believe and know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask us. And God, we pray that you would move mightily on their behalf. Let them know that even in this, God, that you are not only just God, but Father, you are God all by yourself. And that you do mighty things. You can shut the minds of the naysayers. You can cause those who don't believe to believe. You can cause those who are stumbling and bumbling in their way, God, to be on a right path. Father, we know that you are strength and you are life. Your hope, your joy, your peace that flows like a river. God, in the midst of all of that, God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or see. Father, we pray for all of our judicial and mayoral and governors that's across this country, God. We pray, God, for those positions, and we pray for those that hold those positions, oh God. God, we pray for all of our first responders, our firefighters, our police officers, our paramedics, God, our nurses and our doctors. God, we pray for all of the ones that work in the convalescent homes. God, we pray for them, God. God, cover and keep them, God. Continue to encourage their hearts and let them know that this battle that they're fighting right now is not a wasted battle, but, Lord, that they are being strengthened every day by you. And let them not lose that fact that they are being strengthened by you. Father, we pray, Lord, off every preacher and every pastor that covers this blanket, this country. God, for those that even the ones that preach the gospel in other countries, oh God. God, we pray for that strength today, God. God, if this COVID-19 has literally transformed our life, that when we preach this gospel, Lord God, God, we have to come up with witty ways of doing it. Father, we pray for witty ideas, oh God. We pray for great inventive ways to be able to do it. Don't let us lose heart. Don't let us lose focus. Don't let us lose momentum. God, continue to raise the preachers and the pastors up. Lift up their hands, their hearts, and their minds. God, every one of them that carry the gospel, whether that title of the bishop, whether that title is the missionary, whether that title of a minister, a evangelist, Lord God, an apostle, God, whatever position that they carry, yes, God. God, strengthen them right now. Strengthen their hands, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their minds, Master, that they don't lose hope while fighting this good fight of faith. Give them to know that even in this, God, you are not only just God, but you are God all by yourself. And not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. Gird them up, God, in their most holy faith. God, give them all the armor that they need. God, if the helmet is missing, give them a helmet. God, if their breastplate is missing, give them a breastplate. God, if their sword and the shield, God, have been damaged to the point to where it can't be used, God, refresh them on this morning. God, that they can get back into the fight. God, even gird their minds, oh God, and let them know that this fight is not for nothing, but this fight is a necessary fight. In order for them to get to the next level and next positioning in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. We thank you so very much for joining us on this morning. It is just so exciting about what God is doing in our lives and in the lives of those who are connected to us. And we just want to say thank you so very much for being a part of our day as we are a part of your day. Amen. Those of you all who have businesses, maybe you have your church, you're doing viral services, or maybe you're doing a viral revival. Those of you all who have come up with these ideas to change the church dynamics of how we're going back into church. Amen. Listen, it is our privilege, our honor to be able to announce your services, your business ideas, your business ventures that you're going into. We would be excited to be a part of that. You guys can contact us right here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can also drop us an email at theabahouse@gmail.com. Either one of those spots. Drop your name, your number, and we'll get in contact with you with terms and conditions about how to get your ad put onto the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we would love to be a part of what God is doing in your life. Amen. With that being said, this portion of the Worldwide Gospel Connection has been brought to you by Corey Gifted Gifts. Looking for a relaxing bath experience, that Calgon take me away moment, or just the perfect gift? Contact Ms. Kashima Douglas with Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. She can be reached by phone or email at 346-381-8751 or CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. She has a sale going on, 2 for $7, 3 for $10. There's also a website coming soon with more products. Also with us this morning is Pillows Made Right. Looking for that perfect pillow to liven up your living space? Contact Ms. Connie and Ms. Vanessa at Pillows Made Right. They have all your custom pillow designs needs covered, from everything from your favorite sports team on down to a keepsake pillow. And they also have your designer custom mask available as well. They can be contacted at 832-894-2507 or 832-994-8135. You can also drop Pillows Made Right at yahoo.com. Do you have a saying or a slogan? Want to say it on a t-shirt or a hat? Contact the ladies at Me Plus 3 Custom Design. They'll have all your custom design needs covered. You can contact Ms. Lakeika at 832-292-1856 or Ms. Nisha at 832-656-1883. You can also contact them on all their social media platforms, meplus3design@yahoo.com or Facebook and Instagram at meplus3custom design. They will take care of all your custom apparel design needs. In the need of a professional, friendly cleaning service, contact RL Exclusive Services for all your cleaning needs. They provide commercial, one-of, after-party, after-dealers, and much, much more. They even provide the COVID-19 sanitary cleaning services as well. They have a daily, a weekly, a bi-weekly, a monthly, and a one-time service. You can contact them or email them at 717-340-2086 or 832-994-6135. Those email addresses are rlexclusiveservice48@gmail.com or green@rlexclusiveservices.net. Looking for that perfect piece to go with your favorite outfit? Contact Ms. Sharita Wright. She is a paparazzi independent contractor for all your jewelry needs. You can contact Ms. Wright at 717-340-2086. Or you can go to paparazziaccessories.com/302913. Please remember to use that 6-digit code for all of your jewelry needs, from necklaces on down to rings. Contact Ms. Sharita Wright. Thank you guys so very much for partnering alongside of us, all of our media ads that have been partnering with us. We thank you so very much. And again, those of you all who have businesses and you would like to have your business announced right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to drop us an email in either one of these two emails. You have the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. You also can go to theabahouse@gmail.com. And remember, folks, those of you all who have been looking for those t-shirts for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we got you covered. Remember, there the adults are 20 and the children are 15. All of the t-shirts that are available, you can contact us through theabahouse@gmail.com or go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. We also have the Abba House t-shirts available, the Faith, Pray, Repeat t-shirts. Those are available as well. So remember, please, ladies and gentlemen, those of you all who are making your requests for the t-shirts, please make sure you email us first with your name and how many t-shirts you need and the sizes that you need. How many t-shirts you need and the sizes that you need before you send your monies, because we'll know where to allocate your monies to. Those of you all who have made your request, please make sure that you, when you contact us, that you contact us by email first. those that have that are going to contact us, let us know by email first. That way we'll know what place to allocate your funds to. Again, the T-shirts, 20 for adults and 15 for children, both T-shirts for the Abba House and for the Worldwide Gospel Connection are available, 20 for the adults and 15 for children. Also, we have the oil that's available. Those of you all who have been requesting the oil, again, we are just in the process of trying to get them out to you. And we, again, we apologize for any of the inconvenience that is not getting to you in time. But we had some issues with some of the vessels that we were using to send them to you. They were actually breaking, so we didn't want to send you a broken product. That's not what we do here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We operate in excellence, and when we send something out, we want to make sure we send it out in excellence. Amen? So that's what the purpose of us taking is. There's been a little bit of a delay of time. So, again, we apologize for the inconvenience, but we will get that oil to you. For those of you all who have not made your request for the oil, remember the oil is F-R-E-E. It is free. We don't charge for the oil. The oil is free. You guys that are looking for the oil, we will send it to you. Those of you all who need it, who would like it, please go ahead on and email us at any of the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or at the Abba House International. I'm sorry, at the Abba House at gmail.com. You can email us in any one of those media sites and let us know you want the oil. Please remember to drop your name and your address into that request. Make sure you please drop your name.
It's the Abba House International at gmail.com, Pastor Douglas.
It's Abba House. Okay, it's Abba House. TheAbbaHouseInternational@gmail.com. Thank you for the correction. I had y'all sitting to the wrong spot. So, yeah, so it is TheAbbaHouse@gmail.com. TheAbbaHouse@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much again for joining us on this morning. Again, such a beautiful, beautiful experience on this morning that we had to share with you on this morning. Thank you so very much. Well, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for joining us. We look forward to you guys joining us tomorrow for Women's Day Thursday, and then we're going to pop back in on you guys on Friday for Freestyle Friday. And then we will be back again on Monday, Man Up Monday, and then right back into Tuesday with Testimony Tuesday. And then Wednesday again with Worship and Wisdom Wednesday, right back into Women's Day Thursday, and then right back into Freestyle Friday. We have something for you 5 days a week. And those of you all who are looking for a church, the Abba House International is now up in full effect. You guys can look at, you guys can catch us on our viral service on the Abba House International Facebook page. We will be going live tonight for Bible study. That's right. We will be going live for Bible study tonight. You all who missed last Wednesday, I'm telling you, you want to go back today and you want to listen to Bible study for Wednesday so you can be caught up for tonight, because it's a series that we're doing. So you want to be caught up. You don't want to be caught in the crossfire trying to figure out what happened. So listen to the one from last night or from last week so you can be caught up for the one for today. Because we got a word from the Lord. We tag teaming. Bible study is a tag team. There's a tag team sport. So we tag team and win tonight. So listen, you all who are looking for a life-changing word, a life-changing experience, the Abba House International is up. We are here. We're changing lives through the word of God. We're putting out this word that God has done some great things in this hour and in our life. We're just excited. We're excited because we are empowering and strengthening and encouraging you through the word of God. And that's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we look forward. We look forward to what God is going to do tonight on Bible study. And then on Sunday, join us on Sunday for our viral Sunday morning service. We will be up preaching at 10:15 a.m. We will be up preaching the word of God. Those of you all who have been looking for the outer house, we're here. We're here now, y'all. We're here. Y'all come on and jump on board and be a part of what God is doing in this hour. And we're just excited. We're excited. We're excited about what God is doing. Listen, it is time for us to shut this broadcast down. But listen, remember, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you got to do is keep on looking toward the hills which come at your help, because your help comes from the Lord. We love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. You guys have a fantastic day.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control.